Waterboarding. Waterboarding is a controversial interrogation technique, some call it torture, which has been described and demonstrated as strapping someone to an inclined board, head higher than feet. The person's arms and legs are immobilized, most of the face covered, and the person's nose or mouth are blocked. Water is poured onto the person to simulate the sensation of drowning. And that is how some information was obtained from an alleged Al-Qaeda leader being held at the U.S. base in Guantanamo Bay. The information helped lead to the arrest of two others, now out on bail but under surveillance in Canada. However, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service quietly withdrew the information obtained through waterboarding from its cases against the suspects. And while it won't comment publicly about the cases against the men, a spokesman for the minister overseeing the agency says it, quote, does not knowingly use information which has been obtained through torture, end quote. We would like to say we were the first to catch this, but we didn't. It is a story that is a web exclusive on Newsweek.com, so let's give credit where credit is due. This segment is ripped off from the headlines. Michael Isikoff reported on this story for Newsweek, along with Mark Hosenball. Michael joins us this morning to fill in some of the details. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Let's roll back and unpack this a little bit. The testimony was withdrawn. That was withdrawn came from a detainee by the name of Abu Zubaydah, right?
Zubaydah. Correct. He was the Al-Qaeda logistics chief, who was one of the first big catches in the post 9/11 war on terror. He was captured in Pakistan after the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan.
Now, when was he sent to Guantanamo Bay?
Well, he actually was only sent to Guantanamo Bay in the fall of 2006. Before that, he was held by the CIA in a in secret detention camps overseas and subjected to aggressive interrogation techniques that were approved at the highest levels of the government by the White House and the Justice Department. And since those interrogation techniques have been disclosed, have kicked up a storm of controversy all over the world.
Now, when did it first become clear that Zubaydah was a detainee who had been waterboarded?
Well, Zubaydah's arrest was hailed at the time and was as one of the big, as I said before, one of the big catches in the war on terror. It was known, generally known, and had been reported that he'd been subjected to this technique, but it wasn't officially confirmed until just last month when CIA Director Michael Hayden went before a congressional committee and acknowledged for the first time that the CIA had used, in fact, waterboarding against three top high-value Al-Qaeda detainees, Abu Zubaydah being the first of them.
All right. The testimony from Zubaydah was being used to prove allegations of terrorist ties against two Canadian men. Tell us who they are and what they're accused of.
Correct. I mean, the statements extracted from Zubaydah have been used in multiple cases, or at least by the United States, for intelligence and law enforcement purposes around the world. And in fact, they may well be key to the 9/11 conspiracy case that was brought just last month by the Pentagon. But in Canada, it was being used against two men, Mohamed Charkat, a Algerian native, and another man by the name of Adil Charkawi. They were suspected Al-Qaeda sleeper operatives, Charkat in Ottawa, Charkawi in Montreal. The CIA, the Canadian security services in them, have been unable to develop a criminal case against them, but they have used in the past the statements of Zubaydah as part of a case they've been trying to bring to deport these individuals to their native countries.
Now you use the word in the past. Let's talk about why that information is no longer part of this case. What documentation is there out there that proves that the CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Services, is not using this information anymore and their reasons for not using it?
Well, as I said, it was only last month that the CIA publicly confirmed the use of waterboarding. And so that sort of brought the issue to a head in Canada. The Canadian Security Services wrote a letter to the lawyer for these men, saying that they were withdrawing the use of statements from Abu Zubaydah from the case against them. And in fact, they issued a revised public dossier in the laying out their case against Harkat just last month, which deleted, we got a copy of the earlier dossier and the new dossier, and the new one deletes all references to statements by Abu Zubaydah to a foreign intelligence service, that would be the CIA. It no longer is part of the case against this individual.
Now, do they specifically mention waterboarding?
No, they do not. But they do say, as you in the introduction you just gave, when asked why the statements had been withdrawn, why the dossier had been revised, the spokesman for the Minister of Interior, which oversees the CSIS, says that we in Canada do not use evidence from torture. We view it as morally repugnant and unreliable.
I have to imagine that there would be other international cases potentially affected by this decision.
There could well be. We don't know. But as we pointed out in the piece, this is an indication of what may be considerable international fallout from the controversy over waterboarding, which, of course, does continue. You know, there's a United States Justice Department investigation into the CIA's destruction of hundreds of hours of videotapes. This became a big issue just late last year. It was bumped up by Attorney General Michael Mukasey to a full-scale criminal probe when it was learned that the CIA had destroyed these videotapes. And what was on the videotapes? Among them, the interrogations of Abu Zubaydah, the very CIA al-Qaeda guy we've been talking about.
It's a great read. We'll link to it on our website. Newsweek reporter Michael Isikoff, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us, Michael.
Sure, anytime.